This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it's been a day of days. This morning I was up at 5:50 this morning doing an interview with Tim Brown, our better half of the ministry here. Sons of Liberty Media does a show every morning at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I was a part of that this morning, and then we got ready, and we drove a couple hours, and we did the event at the Capitol at the state of Michigan and Lansing, and I was honored to be there. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to watch the video, the speech, you can go ahead and check that out. It's on beforeitsnews.com on the front page on the top left. beforeitsnews.com. You can watch the speech that we were a part of this morning and the event that we were a part of this morning in Lansing, Michigan. And by the way, I want to say thank you very much to the people in Michigan. I wasn't surprised, but I was amazed at how many of you came up to me and told me that you're here, you're listening to the radio program, and it was refreshing to me because I get to see you firsthand, rather than just you listening to me and just you watching me all the time. I got an opportunity this morning to see you do your thing. And again, I've seen it not just once, not twice, but several times throughout the day. And it was amazing how many people listen to the Sons of Liberty Media.com out there in Michigan. Actually, I'm in Michigan now, so out here where I'm at even today. But again, I just wanted to salute you, tell you thank you for your time, thank you for your trust. And again, friends, we are being inundated right now with opportunities, which we're always about. The Bible says that we're supposed to redeem the time in the book of Ephesians, and that's exactly what we're doing. We have to give an answer for everything that we do and what we don't do. And I want to stand before God on Judgment Day and say I did more than what you were even requesting of me or expecting of me. How about we start looking at things that way rather than did I do the will of God, wondering if you did enough. The fact of the matter is a real call says, you know what, I can do more, I can do more, I can do more. And that's exactly what we have been doing in this ministry for 23 years now. So going full circle, thank you to the people in Michigan. You guys are outstanding. We're proud of you guys in Michigan. Not that you need my approbation or affirmation of how good of a job you guys are doing, but we totally appreciate you. And again, we're proud of you from the state of Minnesota. And I believe I can say that for the rest of the country because you guys are standing up and you're doing the stuff. Now, I believe there's probably about 1,000 to 1,200 people that showed up this morning. And it was just a show of arms is really what it came down to. And the supporting of the Second Amendment, which is so vital, especially with what we have going on in the state of Michigan. We have Whitmer, who's trying to make sure that people can't even go on the grounds bearing arms. And yet when you look at the Constitution in Michigan itself, it doesn't get any more plain than the nose on your face as to what your said representatives can do and cannot do. But they continuously incrementally encroach upon your rights. And the people in Michigan are standing up against her, and they're letting her know that this is not enough. I also wanted to make clear that what I heard today on from many speakers was, and I'm not saying this to say say it to be condescending or try to put their light out so I can make mine brighter. I'm not trying to do that in any sense of the word. But what I notice is people keep talking around the issues. They keep talking about the corruption that they have in their state, namely in Michigan this morning. And to my surprise and my dismay, I found out that she has actually written over 186 executive orders. I want to run through a little bit of that again today, because yesterday we were talking about what's going on at John MacArthur's church and the superior judge that thinks he's some sort of demigod acting above the law and outside of his scope of authority. Well, we're seeing this all across the board, namely in Michigan. Executive orders, 186 of them during her incumbency, friends. And I'm not kidding. This is incredible. I reminded the people until the people start to look at these said representatives for the criminals that they are, in fact, operating outside of their scope of authority, again, operating in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, until we begin to call them for what they are, criminals, and begin to incite impeachment and indictment and charging them for their crimes against we the people, nothing's going to change. I was the only speaker that brought that forth. And what the American people need to come to concerning the realization of what the issue is in this country, we need justice. And justice is what's being left off. We're being assailed like crazy business in this country. And what I'm going to do today, I'm going to do my best to actually run through a little bit of my speech. Some that listen to me over and over, it may sound rhetorical, but you know what? It's important because we're still living in those times. And I know how people like to talk about the branches on the tree, but I want to point the direction at laying the axe to the root of the tree one more time, because therein lies the answer. We need judgment which guards our liberty, and we're not seeing enough of it. That's what we brought to the table today. And it reminds me of what Amos said in chapter 5, verse 24, where he said, "Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." Folks, judgment is the answer that we're looking for. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 as well, and also read Jeremiah 9:24, because that's how the Lord is known, by the judgments that he executes as well. Psalm 9:16 and verse 17. Check those out. And again, what I'm doing is throwing scriptures just to drop the seed, friends, to bring about sure footing, because the Bible says that he will order our steps aright and that he will show unto us his salvation as he continuously maintains our cause and our right, as long as it's his will. Amen. And his will is that he is known by the judgments that he keeps. So we're going to be talking about that. Who's attempting to strip you of your God-given rights more than the modern-day tyrants? No one. And folks, we need to stick to what's going on in the present rather than to get distracted with 1,000 different new things that they're throwing on us today to distract us from the things that we should be dealing with. And again, I'm going to bring it back home concerning judgment and corruption within our government and how they're supposed to be dealt with concerning executive orders. But secondly, I'm also going to go back to a little bit of the speech that we had at Michigan and in Michigan, and hopefully you're going to enjoy that. If at any time you want to call in, you can give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, you'd like to book us. I'm telling you what, friends, the doors are flying open concerning opportunities here right now. But if you'd like to book us, we're looking at next month already. We're filling that up, going out to deep Tennessee. Looks like we're going to be going to a couple places in Tennessee, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, and other places, as well as possibly Michigan on the way out. So if you'd like to book us, November would be good. If you're on the way out to Tennessee, you can book us there as well. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, you can check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles. Go to YouTube. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. Or go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing there. Join us on Top Chat. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the...
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live from Michigan. I don't even know what city we're in today, friends. Do forgive me, but it is literally that busy right now, and I'm so happy to be a part of it because there's so much light out there amongst the people. There's hope. There's joy. And people are being unified, and that's what's outstanding to me. Again, we see a lot of that today at the speech at the Lansing, Michigan Capitol steps today. It was outstanding. Love to see everybody out there. Just met some of my friends on Top Chat. Troy was there. Others were there. Bobby Powell was there. And we met a lot of new speakers as well, making national connections, which is all important right now, friends, due to the fact that this is what we need to do, is to unify under God. And if we unify under God, it will expose our enemies. And that's what your enemies are afraid of right then and there, friends. This is one nation under God. Regardless if the devil likes it or not, it doesn't matter. Read Psalm 33, verse 12. And interestingly enough, friends, I don't know. I got to stop right now and just address this. It's absolutely amazing to me how people are so gloom and doomy. And I got to ask you, to one of my Top Chat friends, what is it that you feed on? Because you just sound like a miserable human being. You are not feeding on the Word of God, and that's why you're a gloom and doomer. This is why you're succumbing to the spirit of the world, because that's the spirit that you're born of. And that's the very reason I'm here right now. Is to let you know that you need to repent before a just and a holy God who gives you hope in Christ, not outside of it. And you're trying to find out the answers any way that you can, except the way that you should. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm rebuking you publicly, either get it right, dude, or just move along, because I'm really tired of your doom and gloom that you bring to Top Chat every single time I see you. And I mean what I say. Folks, if you want to call in at any time again, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. And I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me cover this pretty rapidly, friends, quickly. Governor Whitmer passed over 186 executive orders. We were talking about John MacArthur and the Superior Court judge who decided to act outside of its scope of authority. And what do? They're operating off of executive orders. Well, yesterday I took the time to share with you that the United States presidents, and when they issue executive orders, it's to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself. Furthermore, executive orders have the full force of law. Again, the enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution, not from without. That's important that you understand that. When they take authority from a legislative power, which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution, or are made pursuant to acts of Congress, that's we the people and the voice of the people, that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power. Delegated legislation. Where did he receive that from? We the people. Like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review, okay? Not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws state, nor are judges there to judge the standard, again, by which they are judged by. And it may be struck down as deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. And this is exactly what we're seeing, and we just covered this over the last couple of days, concerning the federal judges that are standing up to these governors that are acting, in fact, out of their scope of authority, and they're striking down their unconstitutional edicts. Okay? And I'm talking about shutdowns. I'm talking about the businesses being shut down, being quarantined, forced to wear masks. They're pulling the teeth out of these tyrants that want to make rule over you through forced compliance, through authoritarian methods. I want you to listen carefully. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution refers to the title of the president as the executive. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing less. So because, and this is how the media comes into play, and corrupt politicians hand in glove to dummy down the American people, because it says that the term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, it refers to the title as the president and as the executive, they take that and they embellish it to be something that it's not, as if to suggest now the president can do something that was never delegated for him to do by we the people in the first place. But the American people are drinking the Kool-Aid, okay? But we're beginning to see just the exact opposite today because people are becoming educated. The president is therein instructed therein by the Declaration, take care that the laws be faithfully executed, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5. Folks, I'm giving you the point of reference to bring about the answers, okay? Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment. Okay, Article 2, Section 4. Most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization allowing for the issuance to be justified as a part of the president's sworn duties, the intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive carry out their delegated duties as well as the normal operations of the federal government. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. If only the American people knew. And this is what tyrants are scared to death of, friends, that you're going to come to the knowledge of the truth and you're going to actually show the world your faith by what you do concerning their crimes rather than the other way around. As an executive order of the president, he must find support in the Constitution. Friends, how many of these governors, how many of these mayors, how many of these attorney generals, how many of these presidents, how many of these senators and these congressmen and these said representatives are operating outside of the Constitution? In other words, they have no support in the Constitution, either in a clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress to the president. Again, I want to tell you something, friends. If you're paying attention to what I'm telling you, it's going to set you free. Therefore, if the executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then it is simply null and void, period. There's no judicial interpretation. There's no compromise. There's no debate. Why? It's because neither this nor any other administration has the power nor the authority to act out of their scope of authority. Is everybody understanding? Folks, if it's not found in their work detail, they can't do it. But this is what they're doing. Now, I want to give you some precedents, okay? Established by our forefathers, not by opinion, not by some modern judge that wants to interpret by pitting the very pith and marrow and gutting the pith and marrow out of plain common sense laws, okay? We can read for ourselves. Marbury versus Madison, 1803. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution, guess what, are null and void. Thomas Jefferson, Eliot, page 4, 187 through 88. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Friends, they've never been granted the power to do it. Therefore, every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in the pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Folks, they're made up, just like your money is to the Federal Reserve. It's fiat. It's made out of thin air. So are their unconstitutional edicts, friends. When they threaten you with enforcement, the question you have to ask them is, what law are you going to enforce? Because you've never received delegated authority to produce a law to work against the constituents that you yourself are supposed to serve. Alexander Hamilton, Eliot 2, 362. The laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere. That's a sphere. And when they depart from the sphere, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme. What are the laws that are supreme? Well, go to the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2. Again, your favorite politician is not the final say-so. The Supremacy Clause, the laws found in the U.S. Constitution are. William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Guess what, friends? Their executive orders, powers never been granted to them to do the things that they're doing today. Are you starting to track with me, friends? And I'm not speaking down to you. I'm lifting you out of the hole that you may be stuck in. Alexander Hamilton, again, concerning the Supremacy Clause, the Federalist Paper, number 33. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution, not to the Charter of the United Nations, okay? Not to that of some, well, some special interest groups that's allowed to make laws now. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are ready and willing to seriously negotiate a new stimulus package.
The Democrats' failures continue. This week we learned 60% of the businesses that shut down during the pandemic, nearly 100,000 businesses, have closed permanently.
California Republicans saying it's Democrats that are holding things up with demands that are unrelated to the economic fallout from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. 200 National Guard members are arriving in Pensacola, Florida on Thursday to help with storm cleanup following Hurricane Sally. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane Wednesday morning and has since been downgraded to a tropical storm as it makes its way into the Carolinas. Many people are still without power and at least one person has died from the storm. This is USA Radio News. Testifying before a Democratic-led House Homeland Security Committee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray says far-left group Antifa is a real thing.
To be clear, we do have quite a number of properly predicated domestic terrorism investigations into violent anarchist extremists, any number of whom self-identify with the Antifa movement, and that's part of this broader group of domestic violent extremists that I'm talking about.
Democrats on that committee have called Antifa a myth being spread in Washington, D.C. Filings for jobless benefits held nearly steady at 860,000 last week, remaining historically high amid the coronavirus pandemic despite summer hiring. Economist Joel Neroff believes
new claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay, so here's the question. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. So what does fiat mean, okay, in conjunction with the USD? Real quick answer. Just answering some Top Chat friends on Top Chat even now. Fiat money is inconvertible paper money made legal tender by a government decree. Well, guess what? That's constitutionally illegal. When you look at the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 10 reads, no state shall, no people shall, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver a tender in payment of debts. This means that the only constitutionally valid forms of money are gold and silver. Okay? Where's that gone, friends? This is called lawful money. So just to make clear, fiat money is fake. It's made out of thin air. And what we're supposed to be operating in hand with concerning coin money or Emmett bills is that of gold and silver and it being backed with gold and silver. That's a thing of the past in the United States of America. Most people don't know that. Just thought I would share that with you and give you a quick answer. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Great. If I remember correctly, fiat is defined as in name only. And I think that's the problem with the entire country is we're living a lie for years. And
yep.
The fact of the matter is being obeyed by me is a privilege, not a right. The elected officials have no right to be obeyed by me. They only get that privilege if they obey the law themselves. And I'm not going to let the guy that violates the law interpret the law or enforce the law.
Exactly.
So, for example, when the obscene court goes and says you can murder babies, obviously they shouldn't be obeyed. I mean, that's no different than a guy speeding down the road, and he thinks that once he's pulled over for speeding, he should become a cop and enforce that speeding. Well, no, he violated the law. He doesn't get to interpret what the speed limit is. if he broke the law, he should go to prison. These judges and elected officials that think they should willy-nilly be obeyed by me just because they want a popularity contest? No, the Constitution clearly says they only get obeyed if they obey the Constitution themselves. The minute they violate the Constitution, they cease to have legitimate government. No different than the minute they don't do good, Romans 13 says they aren't legitimate leaders.
That's right.
It's clear as a bell, and because we believe lies and follow lies, here we sit today.
That's exactly right. Well, now, Steve, when I was on the Capitol stairs today, I was told by one of the speakers that Governor Whitmer, just a prime example of what happened today and my experiences there today, it was interesting that they said that she had signed on to 186 executive orders. She's never been given that authority to do so. But the problem that we have is a bunch of people submitting to her executive orders that don't know the difference, and it's not like they can blame her for what they're allowing her to do. And the fact of the matter is I asked the question today, how many in this setting here at the Capitol are Christians? Well, 95% of the hands went up in the whole setting there, Steve. It's like, well, wait a second, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and you're in the predicament that you're in right now. So you can't really blame her for what you're letting her do. But those that know the difference know what they have to do. And I think that's our objective here, is to bring that to people so they can understand that they can get real resolve rather than the same old when it comes to the answers of injustice when it comes to our corrupt, sad representatives. And by the way, I don't like when we call them leaders because they're not leaders. I don't like when people call them officials because they seem to extract some sort of perverted accolade, and they add that to their pride and to their countenance. They begin to act like they're above the people. And I think the people need to understand, Steve, and that's what we're doing here, is to educate them again to understand that these said representatives, they work for the people. And that's why we're educating them even now, to put them in the place as to where they need to be put.
You know, you're right there. Let me rephrase that. Our elected employees.
That's right.
Our elected employees. Just because a guy pulls a gun on you and you put your hands up in the air doesn't prove he has a right to your money. It just proves you've been robbed. And these criminals that are impersonating our elected employees keep saying, look, we're being obeyed, so that proves that we're right.
That's right.
All it proves is that they're committing their crime.
That's right.
There's no legitimacy to what they're doing.
That's right. And then what do? They unify with other criminals, and then they begin to enslave the people and bring them back to Egypt, like it tells us and warns us of in Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. Now, it's interesting, Steve. Thomas Jefferson, third president. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Thank you for your call, brother. I totally appreciate you every time you call in. Folks, I want to finish this up so I can get to the next portion of the show. And I want you to listen to Alexander Hamilton. Thank you, Steve, from Minnesota, my friend. The Federalist Papers, 78. There is no position which depends on clearer principles than that the very act or every act of a delegated authority contrary to the commission under which it is exercised is void. This is, friends, for a better way of saying this is a pretended authority. Have you ever gone into the airport and you see the TSA? Isn't it interesting the type of people that they're hiring to basically violate your Fourth Amendment rights? Do you know that that's a pretended authority? It's not lawful. And why isn't it lawful? Because it's not constitutional. And they're violating your God-given rights every single time you go into the airport through a pretended authority. So are these executive orders. These are pretended authority. They're stepping all over your God-given rights through a pretended authority. And if you're going to pretend with them, they're going to continuously strip away your God-given rights, friends. And again, we want to make sure that that never happens in this country. And if it is, let's begin to take our God-given rights back by fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Now, again, friends, I've got two more segments if you want to call in at any time. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to some of the things that I was talking about today at the Capitol. Now, again, I want to say this. It may sound rhetorical to some people, but the fact of the matter is the sons of Issachar knew the times. Until these issues are dealt with, they're still in front of us, and they must be dealt with. The question that I had for the people in Michigan today, the question that I have for you all across the country, to those 53 countries abroad, who's attempting to strip you of your God-given rights more than tyrants? Nobody. Through a pretended authority. Andrew Fletcher said, arms are the only true badge of liberty. The possession of arms is the distinction of a free man from a slave. Now, what I talked about today was just this. It seems that on a daily basis, Americans and their God-given rights are under attack by those that are supposed to be upholding our rights. Now, what I wanted to do and what I want to do even now, not only just for the people of Michigan, but for you as well, listener, is to bring to your attention what our forefathers told us to bring to your attention. Show the people how their rights have been violated. And so what I did is I stepped up today and I said, I want to show you how your First Amendment rights have been violated, how your Second Amendment rights have been violated, how your Fourth, how your Sixth, how your 14th, how your 10th Amendment rights have been violated, how your Second Amendment rights have been violated. And by the way, that's what we're doing here today, is to make sure that your Second Amendment rights are never infringed upon, violated. Because if you lose that, you lose everything else. So I began to show the people in Michigan how they've been violated and how they're being violated through forced compliance to an authoritarian, totalitarian government that, again, is operating outside of its scope of authority through a pretended authority. Isn't it interesting that when you go into a store, it says masks are required? Notice the wordplay. Why are they saying required? Because there's no law to enforce against anybody that doesn't wear one. It's a wordplay. It's a pretended authority. Now listen to this. This explains why 94% of the people don't trust the media. And by the way, I went after the media. The media were like a bunch of hornets looking for someone to sting today. I've seen the AP. I've seen a couple local outlets. And folks, they're going to try to take that event and they're going to try to twist it, which only is backfiring at this point. And why? Again, because that narrative has failed and it's continuously failing. But I went after the useful idiots. I called them the useful idiots. I had one guy down right below me filming me, looking up at me. And I was talking about the useful idiots, and I said, just like this one right here who thinks he's actually doing his job. And he's not doing his job. He's getting paid to destroy the boat that he himself is on, just like we're on. Are we going to allow that? Matter of fact, I had one lady that said she had a sign and she was talking about the left, the left, the left, the left. I said, well, ma'am, can I just tell you something? I said, with a smile on my face, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. And it's like someone turned the lights on for them. And then I went on and told them, friends, I said, maybe what we're seeing in the country, outside of the fact that 94% of the people don't trust the media, but it's also interesting to note that Congress has an 11% approval rating. And then I went on and said, who told you that there's a virus? Now, keep in mind, the only ones that had masks on today were the police officers that were, by the way, not doing their jobs. Because if they were doing their job, they would be upholding the Constitution and they would be taking it up the flagpole to Governor Whitmer and they would be throwing her off rather than enforcing her unlawful edicts through a pretended authority attacking the constituents that they themselves are to serve. Do you understand? I'm going to get right back to this. I'm going to bring as much as I can into the equation in the next segment. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. And I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back to the final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, join us on YouTube, jump on Top Chat, click onto YouTube, and you'll see us on the right side. You can do the same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there, both the speech at the Capitol in Michigan this morning. That's posted on the left side. On the right side, friends, is what's being played right now on beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Again, it's the final segment, so I'm going to do my best to just rock this thing so I can get as much information as I possibly can to paint the picture as to what was talked about today, because people in this state, for the most part, haven't been given the facts. Okay, they have the same ability and availability concerning the access of the information that I'm bringing to them. There's no question about it, but I'm just one that dug in a little bit deeper, and I brought it to them today. And they so appreciated it, and I'm glad, because that's my job, because my ministry is to give no offense. I owe them the truth. I am my brother's keeper. And in the process of doing that, the only thing that sets people free is the truth of Jesus Christ, John 8:32, John 14:6. So check it out when you get a moment. Well, when I was talking this morning, I brought up the fact that there's a perpetual fraud being played out through the government today, American government, to convince the people to forfeit their rights under the guise of what? A virus. A virus that they cannot prove. By the way, friends, easily hands down, all over the country, the churches that I do, the majority of the people that I am partaking with across the country, friends, are not drinking the Kool-Aid. They're angry about how they're being lied to. Again, it only proves the point that they've lost the narrative. That's why they're coming in through this pretended authority and trying to force compliance. I shared with the people today, what have we seen since the March of this year? I said we've seen an inundation of propaganda over exaggerated reporting coming from the useful idiots in the mainstream media. We all know this. I said they've told us of the lines of people waiting at the hospitals in order to get tested for COVID, that, you know, this deathly new disease that they remind us of every single break, only to find out that when the average citizen goes to check out for themselves what's going on at the hospitals, they can't find anybody waiting in these big lines that the media was sensationalizing. Just think about that. Literally, nobody, not a person, but the mainstream media is trying to convince you that there's, oh, all these sick people waiting in line, right? We've seen the manufacturing of death records to make it justifiable when attacking the American people, again, through authoritarian-like forced compliance. I shared with them this morning in Michigan, for example, did you know that health center workers were caught staging as fake patients for the mainstream media? In other words, they're paid actors. Boy, oh boy, people, I don't like being lied to. And I don't like it when you're being lied to, neither. But just think about how many times the mainstream media has been busted for creating, fabricating news, which is propaganda out of thin air, and then they throw it on the people like it's facts. Do you remember in Florida, the 333 labs that were exposed for 100% of all testings coming back as positive in an attempt to aid and prop up this plandemic? That's what this is. And all of this coming from the likes of Bill Gates, I told the people, who, by the way, is not a licensed doctor, nor is he an elected representative. No, in fact, he's one who wants to depopulate the world. Just ask him. Just ask him. He's not hiding it. And I said, and I say to you, this should come as no surprise due to the fact that Bill Gates, his father was the head henchman at Planned Parenthood. Where did he get his ideals from? And I said, friends, for the record, in short order, the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Read John 8:44. There's no truth in these devils. And yet they want us to believe that this is all about our safety. All about our safety. All the while, we have doctors across America that are telling you the truth in the thousands that are being censored and expunged by big tech companies, which is a clear violation of your First Amendment rights. See how they're trampling your God-given rights? And all of this while they exempt themselves and their businesses from compliance to their own unconstitutional edicts, which defines tyranny. Let me give you a couple examples. We all know California Governor Newsom's winery stayed open while over 100,000 businesses nationwide shut down forever. You heard me right. D.C. mayor exempt lawmakers and government employees from wearing masks, but she mandated the people in Washington, D.C. to wear masks. It doesn't apply to them, friends. That's the definition of tyranny. The joke isn't on them. It's on you. And simultaneously, as we talked about yesterday, churches are being told to shut down. They're being told what to do and how to do it or else. And at the same time, the governors of these states are releasing thousands of criminals back onto the streets, all the while endangering the lives of them that they are, in fact, to protect. Opposite of their very purpose, government is to restrain men from sin, maintain order, and condemn the wicked in justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Governors such as the one in Michigan are even going so far as to tell businesses not to serve people in their establishments unless they comply with the edicts of the tyrants. This is how emboldened they are. This is how encouraged they are to act in such a fashion that they are. Oh yes, and by the way, I'm sure you all heard of this. Don't forget about the governor in Indiana that said if you don't fall in line with his unconstitutional edicts, you'll go to jail for up to 6 months. I told them today, I said, either he goes to jail or you're losing your rights. He doesn't have a lawful right to do the things that he's doing. He's assailing his constituents. He's assailing the people that he works for. Did you hear what I just said? The governor in Indiana said if you don't comply with his unconstitutional edicts, that federal judges across the country are beginning to shoot down with the use of the law and condemning their tyranny and their tyrannical acts, You can go up to, you can go to jail for up to 6 months. And again, they want you to believe that this is for you and your safety. Again, I'm asking you, Americans, where are they deriving their delegated powers from? Because it's not we the people. And secondly, what law can they enforce when it comes to them that will not comply? Read Daniel 3. I'm going to tell you, there isn't one. It's a clear violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And I said rights, not privileges. And again, this is all being sold to you folks over a virus that they cannot prove. 55% of the businesses in this country will never reopen again, while big corporations in this new fascist state connected to corruption in government are flourishing. This is the truth. Everybody shut down, but what they say can stay and remain open. And it just happens to be that they're connected with them in this alliance and this covenant made in hell, which will be disannulled again, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And then I went on to tell them how we have been continuously inundated with the lies from the mainstream media from 1960 all the way to the present. What's going to kill us? Zika virus and Ebola and the coronavirus and the Mayan calendar and the swine flu and E. coli and the bird flu and SARS and West Nile virus and anthrax. Folks, the list goes on. And it's going to continue going on unless the American people stand up and say that's it. Because, friends, let's make it clear. It's not a virus that's under attack. It's you and your God-given rights that are under attack. You know, I got to say, friends, some of these speakers today, man, it was like going to a funeral. It's like you act like you're not under the threat of tyranny. And the fact of the matter is, until we start taking what's going on serious, nothing's going to change in this country. Remember how I told you, by the way, going to the next point, how this is all being sold to you for your safety and for your care? I want you to keep in mind, and I want you to consider the source, that these are the same people that sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies in this country, which is equivalent to 18 states in our union. And they want you to believe it's about your safety? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, what does this have to do with our right to bear arms? Well, the Second Amendment states a well-regulated militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 says, we are the militia. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, shall not be infringed. Hey, folks, you lose that right, that Second Amendment, you lose all ability to enforce the rest of your God-given rights. How do you control a people? 1 Samuel 13:22 tells us how the children of Israel were controlled by their oppressors. Disarm them. George Mason, one of our founders, warned to disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. So we can understand what's at play here in America. We know that 55 gun control laws, unlaws, by the way, have been passed unconstitutionally against the people's right to bear arms in the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration. And under 26 governors that claim to be, a majority of them, Republican governors. Folks, you're being lied to. If you go back to the Revolutionary War, I like the Declaration of Independence. I like when we call it the War for Independence. And it's exactly right. They said, our cause we leave to heaven and our rifles. America, what needs to happen before the American people begin to wake up and lawfully respond? Only you can answer that because I can't. Love you by what we do. Talk to you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.